Welcome to Millionaire Smarts. This is Lee Mills here. This month is Focus on Prosperity, and this is part two of our series. I think it's urgent that everyone pay attention right now to the caliber of information that goes into your mind, the quality of conversations that you have with other people, the attention that you pay to what is good in your life, what blessings you have, what opportunities you have. You see, the reason that is so important is because we create our own reality with our thoughts, our actions, and our beliefs. And right now, you're being bombarded with negative information about that the world is falling apart. Folks, just last week when I was preparing to do this presentation, I was going through my files, and if you would ever see my office, I have literally thousands and thousands of files because I am a researcher, I'm a writer, I'm a speaker, I'm a coach. And so I go through and read books, I read magazines, I'm an information gatherer. And I went through and I had this really thick file on prosperity that I've been looking through. And I found this article that was written in the early 1990s, and it was about how bad the economy was and how, you know, the expectations of the life as we know it will never be the same. And I actually laughed out loud because if you could have read this article, you could have just changed the date from 1990 till today's date. And how often history repeats itself, and how often we start to believe the naysayers that our life will never continue as the way we've known it. Since, folks, we're responsible for creating our reality, and everybody who is listening to my coaching knows that you have mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, and financial energy. And every single day, it's your job, and I mean that seriously, it is your job to not be a victim to what's going on in the outside world. Yes, there are difficult times for some people, and those difficult times, each and every one of them has a seed of opportunity within them to grow and expand. All creation is caused by destruction. Think about it. All creation. If you want to build a building, you certainly have to clear the land, which is destruction, or you have to tear down the building that's there. That's destruction. If you want a new relationship in your life, often you have to change the way that you are. You have to get rid of old bad habits and act on new habits. So as an artist, I know that a lot of times I will have to, as a painter particularly, I'll have to paint a piece and then I'll have to fix it or change it or paint over it. But, you know, creation is an ongoing process. That's just like our life. We're an ongoing process. You know, the old saying, I'm a work in progress. So I'm here to remind you that literally every day of your life, your job is to get up in the morning and to focus on the prosperity that you currently have. Focus on that there's heat in your house or air conditioning in your house, wherever you live, if you need it, that there's a roof over your head, there's food in the kitchen, that you have people who love you, that you have your facilities that you can see, that you can walk, that you can move, whatever it is in life. There is someone, and many of those people, who don't have the advantages and the opportunities that each and every one of us have. And so I think it's important that you start to acknowledge the tools that you have that you can create whatever you want. It's time to start taking some of your visions, your dreams, your hopes, and your fantasies and to make them real. And I don't care how insane the economy is. There are people who are doing extremely well, and they're doing extremely well for several reasons. One, they may be in a business that when the economy is shaky, they actually do better. My hairdresser recently just told me that his business is the best he's ever had it. He said the more people seem to feel depressed, the more they want to look good. It makes them feel better. They're trying to get a lift. I have noticed that a lot of businesses are utilizing and capitalizing on the shaky economy. They've shook up their advertising. They've shaken up their marketing. They have gotten rid of the fat, and their staff and their employees are all on board and understand how important it is that everybody's excited. They're surveying their customers, their clients, their patients to find out what they want. They're offering coupons. They're doing things they haven't done before. Groups of restaurants in my hometown have gotten together and are doing restaurant week once a month. So they're combining forces with other people. They wouldn't have done these things had they not been challenged. And so it's important for you, for your professional and business growth, to get a level of clarity that you are the one participating and co-creating in your own reality. I've said this before, but I do want to remind you that you have to open up your mind to the perspective that creating wealth and abundance is primarily to do with internal decisions and external knowledge and little to do with the state of the national economy. We have to rise above the popular belief that it is necessary to be affected by the economy. You see, abundance is a mindset. It is not an external condition that controls your destiny and reality. There are simply no limits to what you can create because you have unlimited resources around you. Now, I'd like to remind you about what wealth really is. Let's define it for you. It is not just money, because money alone will not always bring you happiness. Wealth is being at peace with yourself, feeling fulfilled in what you do, enjoying, appreciating your life, your family, your loved ones, your position, your career. See, being rich is really more than money or power. People who are rich in their hearts enjoy their life. I have had the opportunity as a author, speaker, and working with television and radio all these years to meet a lot of very famous people and very, very wealthy people. And I can tell you that I've known people when they were poor and then became rich, and I did notice that a lot of them got caught in the web of illusions. And when I mean illusions is that they had to have a certain watch to wear, or they had to drive a certain car, or they had to wear a certain label, or they had to be seen at certain restaurants. Now, those are fun games, but folks, they're games. We're not in high school anymore. We're grown-ups, and maturity is understanding that you're not the label that you wear. You're not the car that you drive. You're not the watch. You're not any of those things. You're a human being, and your purpose to be on earth is to enjoy your life and to be of service. That if you really get serious about what real wealth is it's about a person who lives their life and is productive, is a contribution to society, is a good provider for their family, is a good role model, is a person with a heart, is a person who is connected to their center, to the whole of everything, is a person who participates in integrity and honesty and who stands for the right thing. These are heroes. So our goal right now is to be a hero. And a hero is brave, and they are courageous, and they understand that, you know, life is an adventure, and there are going to be days that the adventure is fantastic and thrilling and exciting and everything goes your way, and there are going to be days that the adventure, not so much. So every day of your life is 1,440 minutes, and how are you focusing? Are you allowing outside forces to ruin what is good for you? That is crazy. We're all role models. We're role models to our staff. So for everybody who owns a business, folks, when you touch that doorknob of your business every day, one of your jobs is to get your head clear, to put your head on straight, to have right thinking, to get excited about what you can do, about taking action, about being a person that is calm no matter what trauma is going on. You know, folks, things are challenging. I admit to you, they are challenging. But again, there is that seed of opportunity that comes with the challenge. So I saw this the other day, and I wanted to share this story with you. It's called The Good Luck, Bad Luck Story. And it'll be on our website, our membership site. And I think you might want to share this with your kids